In the beginning of Perek Gimel of Shara Yichud Vemuna, the Alter Rebbe says that having explained the nature of creation, we now understand, and everyone can understand, how the existence of the world really is not its own existence, and the fact that it seems to exist on its own, that it has its own existence, this is not the truth, it's not the reality, it's only the way it appears to us. To the creation, it appears to be an existent world, but in truth, it is totally butl. And he gives an example. Just like the sun gives off light, and this light is experienced as rays of light when it leaves the sun and comes to earth, when it's away from the body of the sun, there it is experienced as rays of light and not as sun stuff, not as sun itself. Whereas while it's in the sun, these rays, the light of the sun, while it is within the sun, it is completely batal. You see there and experience there only sun itself, and not two conditions, not two substances, the sun and its light. There is only sun, and the light is absorbed and lost, loses its definition and loses its existence within the sun itself. It is the sun. In the same way, the world is batal. The world is nothing besides God. It has no existence. It is the existence of God. However, because we don't see the creative force, because the eye can't see the presence of God, so it's like the light of the sun when it is away from the sun. So the fact that we can't see God's presence means that the created being, the creative force, has left its source, got separated from its source, separated at least in our perception, because we can't see that God is present, so we see the result without its cause. When you see a result without its cause, then it seems to have an existence of its own. Whereas if the cause was close and revealed, then we would perceive, then not only would we know where creation comes from, not only would we know who created the world, we wouldn't perceive creation as something separate from the Creator at all. If we could see the source, then we would see only the source. Then the world would in our perception also, not only in truth, but in our perception also, be totally batal and nothing besides God. Today's shiur for the 12th of Sivan is in Perek Gimel, chapter 3 of Shara Yichud V'Emunah, in the English pages on page 296. Ukidvodim ha'ele mamish bidmusam kitzalmon, in exactly the same way as it is with the light of the sun. Heim kol habruyim l'gabi shefa ho'aliki meruach piv, is true also of all of the created beings relative to the flow of godliness that comes from God's breath, meruach piv, ha'sheifeya aleihem, that flows to them, to the creation, u'mehava esam, and brings them into being. V'hu mekeidam, it, the flow of godliness, is the origin of the created beings, v'heim atzmam, and they themselves, the created beings, einam rak kemeir v'ziv mispashet min ha'shefa v'ruach Hashem. The created beings are merely the extension, the rays of light that extend from their source, the source being the Word of God, the creative godly energy, and that godly energy expresses itself and extends itself into the created being. So the created being is like the created beings relative to God is like the rays of the sun relative to the sun itself, because they come from and extend out of that godly force that flows to them, umislabish b'teicham, and is clothed within them, umetziya ma'ayin liyesh, and brings them out of nothingness into existence, v'lochein heim b'teilim b'metziyus l'gabim akedem, and that's why they are non-existent in the presence of their origin, of their source, k'mei eir ha'shemesh shebotul b'metziyus, just like the light of the sun is completely non-existent, although it is there, but it has no existence of its own. The nechshav v'ayin v'efes mamish, and is considered non-existent. V'einei nikra b'shem yesh klal, and it can't be described as a substance, as an existence at all. Kishuhu b'mekeri, while it is in its source. The light of the sun, while in its source, can't be described as an existent being at all, because it has no entity, it has no identity separate from the sun itself. And zak tachas hashamayim, it's only under the heavens, she'ein shom mekeirei, where the origin, the source of the light is not present. In other words, the luminary isn't there. There is the light distant from its source, distant from the luminary, only there does the light take on an existence of its own. Kach kol habriyim ein neifel aleim shem yesh klal. The same is true with all of created beings. They can't be described as existent at all. Elo le'ein neibosa shalonu, only relative to us, to our physical eye. She'ein onu reyim u'masigim klal es hamokim. Hamokir. Because we don't see, and not only don't we see, but we don't understand the origin of the created beings, which is the breath of God that gives them existence. And that's why it appears to us, the physical, corporeal existence of the created being, shehem yesh gomer, that they have an existence of their own, yesh gomer, just as the light of the sun appears to be a separate entity, a separate existence unto itself, when it is separated and not in its source, in the same way the created being is in truth, it is totally bottle and has no existence of its own. But when it separates from its source, meaning to say, when we don't see the source, then we perceive the created being as its own reality. However, there's a problem with the analogy, which the Rebbe will point out. However, here's where the analogy falls short. The analogy breaks down. Why? Superficially, the analogy doesn't seem to carry through. In the example of the light and the sun, when we say that the light takes on an existence of its own, when it is separated, when it leaves its source, when it leaves the sun, there we're talking about an actual, literal condition. The light actually leaves the sun, because the sun is not present on Earth. The sun is many miles away. And that's why on Earth, the light of the sun takes on an existence of its own, because the sun really is not present everywhere. Whereas in the creation with God, even after they are created, they are constantly within their source, because God is everywhere. So the created being is constantly in its creator, in its source. The only thing we say is that although God is present, and so that in truth the created being is existing within God's presence, within God, like the light of the sun within the sun, only we don't see the presence of God. We don't see it. He is here, So the created condition is existing within its source, and therefore it is truly Bottle, like the light of the sun is Bottle within the sun itself. Only we perceive the created being as if it has an existence of its own, because we don't see the presence of God. So the question is, V'lomo einon betelim b'metzias l'mekeidam. Why is the world not Bottle to the source, being that it is within the source? It's not like the sun that leaves, the light of the sun that leaves the sun. But in order to understand this, we have to preface it with another explanation. But before we get to that, to understand the question properly, when we say that in truth the existence of the world is absorbed and enveloped within God, because God is present everywhere, so that creation takes place within God, and therefore the truth is that the created being is totally Bottle. There is nothing besides God. Nothing ever came into existence other than God. And that the created state is another expression of God, but not another existence. Nothing new has been brought into existence. Hashem Echad. And yet we perceive it as if it is an existence, as if it has an existence of its own. So what is the explanation? The explanation is because we don't see the presence of God. If we were given permission, if the eye was given permission to see the truth, to see the presence of God, how God is creating out of nothing this created state, the world, then we would see that the only thing that is happening is that God is expressing himself. But no new existence is coming into being. But because we don't see the creative process, we don't see God creating, God is concealed. Therefore, when we look at the world and we see only the product and we don't see the creator, then we perceive the product as a separate and independent existence. The question is, if no product was ever produced, there is no product, there's only God. Then if I don't see the creator, why do I see the creation? If there really is no creation, if the creation is merely an extension of the creator, and I'm not seeing creator, then I should see nothing, because there's nothing else to see. So how is it that because I don't see the truth, I see something false? But there is nothing false. Falseness doesn't exist. So if I don't see the creator, and the world in truth is nothing but an expression of creator, then why do I see a non-existent world simply because I can't see the truth? Not seeing the truth doesn't mean that I can see something that isn't. So there obviously needs to be further explanation that on the one hand, the world is not. There is nothing besides God. And yet on the other hand, there is something to see. If you don't see godliness, you see something else. What is this something else that we're seeing when and because we don't see the presence of God? In the Hayyim Yain, for the 12th of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that the Birchas Shehakel Ni Abidvarei, in the bracha that we make, Shehakel Ni Abidvarei, the Nihiya is Hayud Bekometz, V'Loi B'Segel. The Yud is pronounced with a kometz under it and not with a segel. Some people pronounce it Shehakel Nihiya Abidvarei, and we pronounce it Shehakel Nihiya Abidvarei. The difference is, shenihiye means it came into existence. Everything came into existence through his word. Shehakel nihiya bedvari means that everything is coming into existence by his word. In other words, a constant present state that God is now creating everything, not once created. Amur kesev be'echad memechtavav. My father writes in one of his letters, Ahavis habukavis. Cherish criticism. Welcome criticism. Because it will bring you to true heights, or to the height of truth.